Monday, December 19th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Kruse with the Comstock Report. Farm Journal's Milk newsletter had a great story on Chipotle. The foodie restaurant chain has not bounced back from its food poisoning disaster as well as they had hoped, and pressure forced co-CEO Monty Moran from the company, leaving the other co-CEO, Steve Ellis, in charge. He was the one who put together the flawed business plan to build their brand while denigrating U.S. agriculture. It worked until it didn't. False news has been making the headlines, and Chipotle has been responsible for a lot of it over time. Milk related to what happened when a Kansas dairy farmer challenged Chipotle. Lisa and her husband Rob have a 40-cow dairy and farm some 270 acres near Linwood, Kansas. Rob is also a full-time firefighter EMT for the city of Lawrence. As such, he and Lisa and their three school-aged daughters, Taylor, Erin, and Sophie, seem to be always on a frenetic schedule to get everything done. One day last summer, after his shift as an EMT, Rob ran the pickup truck into town for maintenance. He hadn't had time to eat lunch, so he ran across the street and picked up something quick from the local Chipotle. He also got a soft drink and left the empty cup in the truck. The next day, Lisa and her middle daughter, Erin, took the pickup for other errands. Erin found the cup, wondering who in the Leach family would have eaten at Chipotle. It was supposed to be off-limits after some of the things the company has said about U.S. livestock farmers. Then she started reading the printing on the cup. It went on about the sunshine of pasture-based dairying, implying cows in confinement are somehow deprived of ever seeing a double rainbow and are raised on antibiotics and hormones. When she read that to me, it was like a sucker punch to the gut, said Lisa. She vowed to respond if only on social media and if only to a few of her Facebook friends. Here in part is what she wrote. Chipotle, I'm calling you out. This holier-than-thou attitude makes my blood boil. I'd love to herd your executives out to my pasture on a day like yesterday, temperatures at 101, heat index at 107. My cow spent the day in the barn with sand-bedded stalls, fans, water soaking them for a minute out of every five, and fresh water and feed available. As far as antibiotics go, all milk is antibiotic-free. It is hormone-free, too. Are you implying antibiotics are a bad thing? Shall we ask the hundreds of people sickened at your restaurants if they needed medication to recover? Are they now tainted because they once were treated with antibiotics, as you imply a cow would be if she were treated with proper medication? Hashtag, I have had it up to here with Chipotle. Chipotle responded in a humbled manner. They were reportedly surprised to find that their claims offended farmers. Yeah, right. Chipotle still makes claims on its website that antibiotics are given to livestock to combat the effects of overcrowding, suggesting that only poor animal husbandry creates the requirement for antibiotics. Remember, Chipotle was getting its beef from Australia and its pork from England. As a footnote, our veterinarian in the family says that her organic clients are her most difficult challenges to maintain herd health. Organic milk producers have the highest somatic white counts. They don't use antibiotics, so their herds are rife with more infection that shows up in the somatic white count. If the organic industry had to label their milk for somatic white count, I doubt anyone would buy it, except for Chipotle, as they don't appear to know the difference. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the hogs. Consumers are getting an amazing bargain on pork. No inflation seen here. Retailers went all out on featuring hams this year with effective promotions. The official Chinese data for swine numbers says that they liquidated 3.9% of their sow herd this year. If so, it's not apples to apples. There are so many backyard sows, there's no way that they can accurately count them. They're industrializing their herd, which may account for the increase in feed demand, while numbers overall are declining. If so, pork production is not declining 3.9%. They bought Smithfield Foods with the proprietary knowledge that the company had in building a hog and pork supply chain. They have enormous room to apply that in China so that their productivity with fewer sows soars anyway. China has been importing more pork but has favored EU pork imports. That will be more of the same basis the currency exchange outlook. The yuan has fallen over 6% to the dollar, just as the euro has done. In fact, pork in euros has gotten cheaper than pork in dollars. The drop in U.S. pork prices off 18% for the year kept U.S. exports going, but the currency exchange will continue to be a weight on export growth. We will see how the U.S. industry responded to lower markets in Friday's hog report. The U.S. pork trade did extremely well this year, while the hog market, which was not near so good, impacted segments of the industry unevenly. When they add kill capacity as expected next year, someone plans to produce more hogs. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.